baby, we are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome. Friday edition.
Happy For You Bet. Aaron right here on the Covers YouTube channel. So the undefeated run, the sweep run of three straight sweeps came to an end last night. Still, though, a winning show for yours truly and as a whole. So I go 2-1. The Lakers, of course, punted on that game against the Bucks last night. They sat Luka, they sat Reeves, a couple other guys. But the other two games, we took care of business there. 2-0 with those ones. John Mettler goes 2-0 with his best bets as well. So hope you guys tuned in. Hope you tailed some of the picks there yesterday. We have a lot to get into tonight. Good looking board in the NBA. So let's bring in my guy, John Mettler. I think we have, what, 8 total bets here tonight. John, how are you making out today?
Good, but I want to fire some shots here at Tom Thibodeau because they just lost the Knicks to the Spurs and the Hornets in back-to-back games.
Pathetic.
And I know, and it's not – I think you can question his, they gave him a really good starting five. And I think you can question his ability to make that starting five work. But at some point here, those minutes and the depth pieces and the bench players and not developing the bench players and just riding your starters for 40 plus minutes, you have, like, you're looking at all the best teams in the NBA. It's depth. It's lots of pieces. And I think it also plays into what you saw last night, the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think JJ Redick's, one of his best qualities has been empowering 1 through 12 to be better players. Jackson Hayes is having good seasons. You see Dalton Connect come in for like a random game, drop 30 when they're down guys. Austin Reeves looks better. And Bronny James last night scores 17 points. So it's just like he's developing 1 through 12. Your coaching job is not just the starting five. Your coaching job is the whole roster. And I think Tom Thibodeau, that seat's got to be getting pretty hot in New York right now. So that's my thoughts there.
All of a sudden, the New York Knicks are a team with no balls, zero grit whatsoever. You know, this was a fun story last year. They had that scrappy underdog feel to them. You know, it was kind of fun the way they were built with all the Villanova guys and stuff like that. But really, you're losing to the Charlotte Hornets the night after scoring, what, 105 against the San Antonio Spurs? Probably the worst defense in the NBA right now. More on that momentarily. But yeah. What are you doing here, Knicks? All of a sudden, they're an embarrassment. We talked about them, I think it was, what, 2 weeks ago we discussed, are the Knicks a fraud? Yes, the Knicks very much are a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, I wouldn't anticipate them going on a deep playoff run. And Bronny James, how about this? 17 points. Most improved player, perhaps? What was this bet that was being offered for him coming into the season? It was if he would score 50 total points. And he surpassed it last night, I believe.
Yeah, I think they had multiple different markets. So it was like 25 plus, 50 plus, I think 75 plus. Not sure if there was 100 plus, but I think last night he got over the 50 mark. So, yeah, and I think it was a pretty good plus price for people who bet that. So he's had a couple games of like 4 or 5 points, but obviously the 17 just sent it way over. So,
yeah, looked good last night. Good shooting last night. People will make fun of him whenever they get the chance. But if he has a game like he did last night, you got to give the guy his due. Shout out, Bronny. Okay, John, enough small talk. Let's get right into the action. We're going to start off down in San Antonio with the 76ers in town. A bit of a tankathon here, but I think an excellent opportunity to pound the over in this one. So if you like dog shit defense, this is the game for you. Pretty high total here, 238.5. I don't think it's high enough. So check out the statistics here. Last 10 games. 30th versus 28th in defensive rating, 29th versus 28th in points allowed. In this 10-game span, they're combining to allow 252 points a game on average. Neither of these teams can stop the three. So here's the thing, though. The Spurs profiling as a fantastic over bet right now because they're also in this 10-game sample size, number one in offensive rating in the NBA, multiple games getting into the 250s for San Antonio. I touched on how bad they are defensively. They're not far removed from allowing the Hornets to score 245 against them. Probably the worst offense in basketball. Philly, obviously, not great on offense. They do get a ton of shots up, though. Pretty aggressive from three-point land. So from a team perspective, not a whole lot to play for, but I do think a great opportunity for a lot of these players to stuff the stat sheet, put up some big point totals here, hopefully. So, yeah, track meet in San Antonio. If If you like dog shit defense, this is a game for you. Over 238.5. Next up, another tanking team, the Utah Jazz, playing host to the Boston Celtics. And there's a prop you like for this game, John.
Yeah, speaking of horrific defense, talking about the Utah Jazz here. So they're hosting the Boston Celtics tonight. Derek White, I'm going to go over 4.5 assists plus 120. So when you're looking at this for Derek White, they just played the Jazz like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Jazz actually had a really good comeback to come back and cover that spread. But Derek White in that game, 14 potential assists, 10 assists. And like you go back and watch, and he really just didn't have to do too much. The one thing I really like about this is, so in that game, Jaylen Brown played, Jason Tatum was out. You're going to get the reverse tonight. Jason Tatum in, Jaylen Brown out. But what happens is it puts Sam Hauser into the starting lineup. And Sam Hauser is like pure catch and shoot three-pointer. Like he does not create offense in the slightest. He is going to work off of someone else. And when you're talking about someone getting over their assist total, I think that really, really helps Derek White. Because you think if Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were in the game, they're on the ball. Like they're taking the ball. They're starting to run actions. That's a huge swing in like how this usage kind of plays out and who's handling the offense, who's running the offense. So I think that really, really helps Derek White in the spot. You are concerned for the blow potential. Obviously, 13-point spread, Celtics, that type angle. I liked it too because even if I drop Derek White, Derek White doesn't play the biggest of minutes. Nobody on the Celtics really does. Even if you dropped it just a little bit, you still had a good edge to the number to the over here. So I'm going to go Derek White over 4.5 assists.
Okay, next up for me, let's go to Dirty Dallas for my best bet of the night. Going to take the Detroit Pistons as an 8.5-point favorite. Absolutely love the spot here for them tonight. Just a ridiculous statistical edge paired with major contrast and motivation. Detroit is third in net rating over the last 10 games. Dallas is dead last. So what happens when you trade Luka? Anthony Davis plays one game for you and Kyrie goes out for the season. Also, first versus 29th in defensive rating in the span. So a lot of examples of Detroit just beating the living shit out of bad teams. You're not going to catch this team playing down to the competition very often. This month, wins a 46 over the Pelicans, a 20-point win over the Wizards, a 28-point win versus the Jazz. Meanwhile, Dallas has 9 losses this month. They've come by an average of 16.1 points. Great scheduling spot for Detroit. They were off yesterday. They are off tomorrow. Pretty good opportunity. Them, the Bucks, and the Pacers all pretty tight there in the Eastern Conference standings. So good opportunity for them to make up some ground there. And the vibes have never been lower, I don't think, for a NBA team than they are right now for the Dallas Mavericks, as we discussed. I still think there's more to the story. The conspiracy theories, with I don't get it. They completely tanked this team. I do not get it. Anyways, we've talked about that a lot. I like the Pistons to roll here. Okay, we have a trio of bets for this Cavs-Suns game. Cavs looking to get back on track. Suns trying to salvage their season a little bit here. But why don't you get us started with a prop here on Garland for the Cavs?
Yeah, I know Darius Garland. Over 5.5 assists, minus 150. You can totally go 6.5. Trading about plus 105. If that, you'll probably have more confidence in that all once I show you the SGP, but you can take this either way. Minus 150 was just a slightly higher on the EV, but if you want to go plus 105, it's definitely in play as well. It's really, really close. So for Darius Garland, they, like you just said, the Cavs lost Magic. They lost to the Kings. This is 3 games in 4 days for them, but for Darius Garland specifically, he sat out the game against the Kings. So he hasn't played since the game against the Magic. And then you're also looking at this, the Cavs players, they just don't really play high minutes in general. So like his edge to this number is with him playing 31 minutes. That's not a big ask at all. It is kind of what he typically plays, but you're just always open to that door. Like, hey, if this game is closer, you know, he could easily get to 35, 36. It's just in play because his minutes are already so low. And then you're looking at the matchup, the perimeter defense of the Suns is really sus. It has been the whole year. It's their biggest problem. They have, you know, they put Ryan Dunn in the starting lineup. They put Colin Gillespie into the starting lineup. Two guys, two different types of role players who can kind of defend, but they're going to need them, I think, for Donovan Mitchell and like kind of more Evan Mobley, however they want to play this, specifically Donovan Mitchell. So I think Darius Garland, they just don't have enough perimeter defenders to slow down someone like Darius Garland. And Garland's assists love to go over the top to like his lob threats of Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. and the Suns' interior defense, Nick Richards, it's not great. So I just feel like the matchups all play. I feel like I think it's a really good spot for Darius Garland's assist prop.
Okay. Usually this is a spot I love, fading the Phoenix Suns in a game after a win. They won last time out against the Chicago Bulls, but I think this is too many points. I'm going to take the Suns here, +7.5. So the Suns are they're not tanking by any means. It's been a very disappointing season, but I do think they're making a bit of a last-ditch effort to salvage a season and at least get into playoff contention here. And it is paying off a little bit here, especially when you dig into the statistics. So last 10 games, they are 10th in net rating in the NBA. That is just a hair behind the team that they're playing tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers. A bit of a bump in the road, as we discussed. The Cavs have lost 3 straight games. Phoenix is shooting it much better than Cleveland right now. That shouldn't really come as a surprise for the Suns, who are 3rd in effective field goal shooting percentage over the last 10 games. Cleveland at 18th. Tough stretch of games here for the Cavs. 3rd road game in 4 nights. The Cavs very well might win this game. But like I said, I do think we will see some effort here from the Suns on their home court. I think it's too many points, 7.5 there. So we're going to come back to this one. John has an SGP, but let's first go to Portland, where the Nuggets are in town without Jokic in the lineup. You have a prop. I'm on the total. What do you have for the prop?
Yeah, I'm going to go Aaron Gordon, over 2.5 assists, -135. Again, it's kind of very similar to the Darius Garland one. If you want to go for an alt 4+, I think that's definitely in play for him as well. There's an edge on both numbers, so you're just kind of trying to pick one that's slightly better than the other. But you can definitely go 4+ if you don't want to lay the juice. Aaron Gordon, you kind of saw, I feel like Jalen Williams on the Oklahoma City Thunder has kind of done a good job of highlighting this, where like Jokic is a triple-double machine. He gets a ton of assists. He also touches the ball a lot. Like it's hard not to get assists when you're making as many passes and how they flow his offense. So he's out. Jokic isn't playing tonight. And I bring up Jalen Williams from Oklahoma City because you've seen a couple games here where the Thunder players all rest and Jalen Williams has a triple-double. This is a guy off the bench who doesn't really do much of anything. But if you're just touching the ball on offense, obviously your stats can go way different way. And I bring this up because Jokic is out, Aaron Gordon is in, and they need someone to like take on a bigger role and someone who needs to touch the offense, someone who needs to be a little bit more of a hub. And the last 2 games without Jokic, if you look at his assists, you're like, well, it hasn't been there. He's averaging 1.5 assists in those 2 games, 8.5 potential assists. So they just haven't converted for him. He's definitely getting the opportunities. His teammates just haven't knocked down the shots. So at 2.5, within this spot, with this like the potential role he could play, I think you got to hit the button here.
Okay, I'm going to take the under in this game. It's at 225.5, and a lot of it does have to do with Jokic being out of the lineup. So Denver averages just 108.5 points per game when he sits, compared to 122.5 when he plays. That's a pretty big difference here. Blazers are really profiling as a strong under option here lately. Allow me to explain. Their last 10 games, pretty poor offensively, 24th in offensive rating. However, pretty good on the defensive end, 9th in defensive rating, where they rank 3rd in opponent effective field goal shooting percentage. They've gone under in 6 of their last 7 as a result of this, and some very, very low scoring games on their home court lately. A 214 versus Memphis, who is typically a very high scoring team. 209 versus the Wizards, a 207 versus the Toronto Raptors. And 212 at the end of regulation in a game against the Knicks. That game went into overtime. But yeah, we're seeing a lot of low-scoring games. The combination of that and Jokic being out of the lineup, I think it's going to be another low-scoring one tonight in Portland. And we will wrap things up with John's SGP of the night. What do you have cooked up?
Yeah, I feel like every single SGP has gotten so close to winning these last couple. Even last night, Brooke Lopez fell 1 point short. So here we go, though. We're going Darius Garland, 8+ assists. So when I was saying you can take 6.5 at +8, I think this kind of shows there's a very, very high ceiling for this prop. It could look a lot better than even the projections show you, just because of the matchups that he could potentially face and because his mitts always sit so low and stuff. I'm also going to pair him with Evan Mobley, 20+ points, because like I said, he's dropping dimes. Someone's probably getting alley-oop dunks from him. It's going to be Mobley or Jared Allen. Feel a little more comfortable going Evan Mobley than Jared Allen on the alt. And then I'm going to throw in Cavs money line. So hopefully Cavs win. They don't win by more than 8. So we hit both bets here. I think I always just kind of put, I love putting the money line in here because I've brought this up many, many times. I mean, if your point guard is going to hit an alt assist and your power forward is going to hit alt points, probably on a good path to winning the game. So I feel like those just all kind of play. And for most SGPs, you need at least three legs to catch a boost that they offer. So that's how I always go three legs there as well.
Okay, hopefully the Cavs can take care of business, but not win by eight or more.
Yeah, perfect. Right in the middle.
We need the Suns to cover. Okay, if you guys are looking for March Madness picks for today, you can find them here on the Covers YouTube channel. In the video section, Jason Logan and the guys, they had a great first day yesterday, so you're going to want to check out their video for their best bets for Friday's March Madness games. Then if you're looking for best bets for Saturday's games, there's going to be a video up for that and a video up for the Sunday games as well. So make sure you keep it locked here on the Covers YouTube channel. Okay, to recap our best bets for the NBA, I am on the over in 76ers, Spurs, Pistons, -8.5, Suns, +7.5, and Nuggets, Blazers, under 225.5. John, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going Derek White, over 4.5 assists. Aaron Gordon, over 2.5 assists. Darius Garland, over 5.5 assists. Big assist day. And we're going SGP, Cavs, Suns, Darius Garland, 8+, Evan Mobley, 20+, and Cavs money line.
Indeed. Good stuff there. Okay, I should also mention a pretty good-looking UFC fight night card going down tomorrow in London. If you're looking for best bets for that, I recorded a video with my three best bets for the main card. That should be up here on the Covers YouTube channel as well. If you like the show, let us know by simply hitting the like button right down there and make sure you are subscribed to our channel. It makes our content much easier to find. Okay, we're going to leave it at that for today. It's been a great week here at Before You Bet. So thank you to John for joining every day. Thank you to producer Mick, hard work all week. Thank you to our sponsor, BetMGM. Make sure you check them out for all your sports betting needs. And most of all, thank you to all of our great viewers for tuning in. Best of luck with your bets tonight and this weekend. Enjoy the games, and we will catch you guys again on Monday. Woo!